we look at leadership, it's a word that's, I think, misunderstood, because for me, leadership is actually about enabling others. So you are a leader if you can actually facilitate and enable others to actually be part of decision making, all of those things. So a leader is thought always to be rather like a somebody out at the front making all the decisions. I don't think that's right. I think the enabling role of a leader is more important. I think social work students need to understand that, and practitioners need to understand that you are leading if you're enabling. I think also that they need to develop leadership and management skills, because they are managing caseloads, they are managing working with other agencies, they are managing in difficult situations. And so if they were practitioners who weren't used to being able to think about management and not being helped to do that, I think that would limit them. They would be so task focused, they would just be filling in forms and things like that. And actually, they need to show leadership and management skills to the other professionals. They can be chairing a child in need conference, they can be involved in child protection conferences, they can be involved in mental health tribunal type of work. And actually, they need to be able to show leadership and management in those situations. So not just working in a little bubble, social work bubble, there's a lot wider world out there. And I think actually that leadership skill of enabling can support their work with service users. They can enable people to develop their own thinking, develop their own responsibility, all of those things, develop their solutions. So leadership's important.